some bad news for people at Gorleston. Kevin, tell me about it.
Right, I just went past about 5 minutes ago, started heading towards Gorleston on from the Hornsby side.
A truck and dog?
Yeah, mate.
Okay, stay there. I've got another reporting. Sandra, the listeners ring me straight away. G'day, Sandra. You said the same one?
Oh, right, yes. I just came up through the last hairpin bend and had to back way back so he could get around the first one, but he won't make too many more.
Oh, God. So he's gone straight. So it's a truck and dog.
That's right.
All right. Thanks for letting us know. Bad way to end the morning, but we'll let the RMS know. And before we go any further, Gary said it's stuck. G'day, Gazza.
Hey, mate, how are you?
Whereabouts is he stuck? I'm good, mate.
He's we're on the first hairpin from the bottom. Yeah, travelling towards Hornsby.
He's got all the way to the bottom, has he?
Almost. He's just got around this first hairpin bend. He's gonna come by now. Truck and dog.
Yeah.
And the name on the truck is Bordua Hurlage. Bordua Hurlage.
Bordua Hurlage.
Yeah. Bordua.
How do you Bordua. Spell it for me?
Bullardealah. Bullardealah.
Oh, that's Bullardealah. It's a town up past Raymond Terrace, Bullardealah.
That's it.
Bullardealah Haulage.
Yep.
Well, the bloke from Bullardealah Haulage is a halfwit because he's gone past six signs from the Hornsby side to get to where he is at the moment. Bullardealah Haulage.
That's it.
All right, mate. Thanks, Gaz.
Thanks, mate.
So, to everyone who would normally use the Gorleston Gorge at this time of day, it's going to be blocked for an extended period because a half-wit driving a truck and dog with Bullardealah Haulage on the side, and we assume it's from Bullardealah, north of Raymond Terrace on the way up the coast. I'm told by people he's now stuck. He's now stuck. Fair dinkum. You can't believe it. I mean, they go past those signs, they go past the warning lights, the measuring bay, and the bloody idiots just keep going. Kevin phoned first of all. He said, he's gone past me, you'll get stuck. Sandra phoned and said, he's getting towards the bottom. Gary phones and says, he's now stuck. So people will be prevented from coming from the other side. And really, I've spoken to the minister about this, and there's got to be something done about it. I mean, it just happens far too frequently through imbeciles like this bloke, and everyone is inconvenienced as a result.